Now back to Pete McMurray on 720 WGN.
Oh, we got a great guest in here. The last time we had this woman on, you know you have a good guest when people keep asking weeks afterward. You need help with clearing your closet in spring style? You can follow her shoppinggirlxoxo.com or shoppinggirlxoxo everywhere on social media. Is that right?
That is correct.
It is Laura LaPrat. It's great to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
I'm not kidding. We were talking about cleaning closets the last time you were in. Mm-hmm. And people kept calling and sending text messages when we were on the air. What's going on?
Oh, that's awesome.
Tell us about that girl. What was her suggestion? So can we recap?
That's so cool.
Because spring cleaning's coming.
Yes. Oh my gosh, it's huge right now.
First thing to clean your closet. And by the way, I mentioned this earlier. Every Saturday is like my wife. It's like, we're going to clean closets. We're going to organize things. You really need to organize your pants.
Every Saturday. This must be like a very clean
it's
closet.
It's crazy. She's like, you should probably go through your shoes. I go, I wear all my shoes. I wear them.
Are they worn? Is it time to move on from any of those
shoes? I feel like they're not.
Okay.
I have a few pairs of Chuck Taylors that probably need to go. Probably one pair of Chuck Taylors that need to go, yes.
Right.
But I feel women beat up their shoes way more than guys.
Especially in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Walking everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
And the heels. And I have a cobbler, but there's some things that he can't fix.
Exactly. Yes.
So where do people start if they're listening right now, spring cleaning in their closet? What do they do?
So one of the biggest tricks that I tell people that is, it sounds really easy, but it really can make a huge impact, is to once a season, once a year, whatever you feel like, just flip all of your hangers the opposite direction. And
oh, that was it.
Yes.
The hanger flip.
Yes. And it seems so simple, but it really does help you to realize what items you're not wearing. And if you haven't worn them and your hangers are still hanging the wrong direction a year later, then maybe it's time to move on. It's also a great way to use those pieces as shopping in your own closet and use those pieces that you haven't worn and build outfits and get inspired by those pieces that maybe you don't wear that often.
Guys keep clothes forever.
Yeah,
we do. We
totally.
Keep clothes forever.
Even if it's like hand-me-downs, it's true.
Why is that?
You know, women do it too. I have a lot of male and female clients that just, it's hard to move on from things sometimes. And you have those memories that like, or you got so many compliments.
It's
but those
so funny.
Compliments were a long time ago. So.
I have two Gap sweatshirts that are super soft that I won't get rid of because I wear them around the house.
Right. Oh yeah. And then there's always that like around the house section.
Now, Viv, you don't remember this, because you were two in the 90s, but in the mid-90s, Gap sweatshirts was the big thing.
Totally. The big. It says it big, right?
Right. Big Gap.
Can't recall. I was living in Greece at the time, so I have no idea what you're talking about.
No big deal.
But they were so soft, and I just won't get rid of them. My wife's like, do not wear those in public.
Especially
of course I wouldn't.
Pieces that you could, like, if someone sees that big Gap wording, they know how old that shirt is.
Right.
Yes.
Of course. But I'm not going to get rid of it because I still wear it.
And it brings you joy.
It does. Right? So it makes me happy.
Yes.
So that's something that I keep.
Yes.
Okay.
And you can keep it in a section that's for in-home, behind-closed-doors section.
I do have a section of sports jerseys.
Yep, totally.
My wife's like, okay, you have two Jeremy Roenick hockey sweaters. Can you get rid of one of them? And I'm like, no.
Are they signed?
One is because Roenick was half in the bag when he came in the studio one time and he signed my jersey.
Amazing.
Yes, unprovoked.
Yes.
It's like, don't, okay.
You got to keep that one.
Right.
That's the other little tip is if you have like 10 black long sleeve shirts, look at those shirts and decide which one, because most likely you gravitate towards the same one
every time. Right.
So get rid of those other ones. It actually feels really good.
Well, here's the deal. If you're a guy, you find a pair of pants that fits and you buy it in three colors.
100%.
Right.
Yeah.
So I have those.
Yeah.
Right.
That's fair.
So I can keep those.
Totally.
Okay.
Yeah, if you like them.
I have a pair of khaki pants I probably haven't worn in 3 years. Is it time?
Yeah.
But there's always...
You probably should have flipped that hanger 3 years ago.
I mean, I feel like I'll wear khakis sometime.
Except khaki is one of those colors that can easily be dated, actually. Like, you can kind of tell.
Really?
It has to be the right khaki, or it can
go
a little out of style.
Well, it's more of a white khaki. It's not white, but it's...
Like a light, like dressy khaki?
Yes.
Okay.
Very dressy. And I figured that it'll come around sometime.
Right.
Maybe there's a summer wedding there.
But when that comes around, you should probably invest
in a more modern pair.
Yes.
Because clothes change and the cut of the clothes changes.
Yes. And whether anyone likes to admit it or not, bodies change too. So like shapes and fits are going to change. So
when did you become a styling expert? When does that happen?
Oh, well, I started my business 11 years ago.
Okay.
But I've just always really been into fashion and got a second degree in fashion merchandising when I realized that I just really love to help people feel confident in their own skin through their style. So,
were you a shopper?
Yeah, when I was younger, I feel, and I love to help other people shop for their own style as opposed to just shopping for myself. I think it's really fun to get into my clients' minds and styles and help them to find things that wouldn't always work on me, but are great on them.
I think I told you this last time you were in. I worked at a dry cleaner's for 5 years in college.
Yes.
Yes, I went to college for 5 years, and I highly recommend it to everyone listening right now.
Yeah.
But working at the dry cleaner's, you notice clothes.
Yeah.
And you want everything tailored perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice how clothes hang on people.
Yes.
And I became a clothes snob working at the dry cleaner's.
Yeah.
I have to have all my clothes tailored, including my dress
shirts. You always look amazing. By the way, seriously.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Serious.
Are you just saying that because you're on the show at midnight?
I'm dead serious. 100%. When I come on this late at night, I don't expect everyone to look so great. And you always look great.
Well, my wife thinks it's a little over the top, but I have a tailor in Chicago and I like everything tailored because it bothers me if I'm wearing the big, because men's shirts are square and they're huge and they stick out.
Yeah.
And I always take them in.
That's so good. Especially men more so than women. I mean, it's really important for women to get things tailored to fit their body. But for men, tailoring is like the number one thing you can do to look up a level compared to everybody else. Because your clothes aren't always as exciting sometimes. So making sure that they
fit don't have exciting clothes
is key. Definitely.
But, you know, I have seven brothers. They make fun of me. I have friends that make fun of me. I'm like, guys, I don't want huge shirts sticking out.
No.
It just doesn't work.
No.
It looks bad.
Exactly.
Right?
You know what you like.
Yes.
Exactly.
I think I read recently, and it kind of bummed me out, that bootcut jeans are coming back for guys. Is that true?
Okay, good. I mean, not that I
okay, good.
Am
I'm
behind.
Glad you're shaking
That's
your head.
For sure.
Thank you. Because I hated the boot cut.
It's crazy how long people, including myself, wore boot cut jeans. And it's crazy to go back to it.
I think everybody did.
Yeah, women, I mean, a lot of different cool cuts are coming back for women for sure, including close to boot cut, but it's definitely a modern flair on it.
It's interesting how they bring back fashion, but they bring it back in a way that you can't wear your old clothes.
Exactly.
And people stick around and they hold onto their old clothes. Oh, this will come back around again. I'll be able to wear it. It's like, no, you won't. It doesn't work.
No, it's got to be super classic vintage vibe if you're going for that.
With the guys, ties. I have three ties that I still hold on to that I absolutely love. One, sentimental value, but they're huge. And the guys' ties are very thin now.
You can get those tailored.
I was going to ask you, where do you take them?
I mean, it depends on your tailor, but there are definitely tailors out there that can do that for
you. But that's going to be a lot of money. Can you take in the tie? And the guy's going to look at me like, can you go to Amazon and just plug it
in? Right, but if it has sentimental value or you can just take the tie and frame it and wear a different tie.
Frame the tie. All right, back to the closets. I'm going to take a break and we'll talk about spring fashion, but back to the closets. So turn around the hangers.
Yeah, that's a easy way to figure out how to purge your closet without going through the super intense, do I love this item and holding it? And yes, flipping your hangers is an easy way to know if you wear items.
What about shoes? If you haven't worn shoes, well, the rule is if you haven't worn it in a year, you got to get rid of it, right?
Yeah. And shoes, honestly, shoes get dated really easily. There's little things that not everybody notices, but in the fashion industry, you notice whether it's the stitching on the shoe or the buckles, there's little things that can really make a shoe stand out as outdated. For women, heels, the heel shape and the toe shape make a big difference. And if it looks worn, just figure out a way to replace it.
There's guys listening right now that are driving. You're what?
I love my shoes. I can't let them go.
See, sentimental value. I mean, Jane is the same way. She's got hundreds of pairs of shoes, and it's crazy. She never gets rid of anything.
Yeah.
And she's Greek. on top of it.
What is that supposed to mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Greek women don't want to get rid of anything. But there's guys listening like, I don't care about my shoes. It's not a big deal. I'm going to wear my shoes. I don't need things tailored. And that's fine for them.
Yeah.
Right.
But if it's something that makes you feel good when you can walk out the door in the morning and feel confident in yourself, it'll make the entire day go that much better, I believe. So I think fashion can make a huge difference.
Laura LaPrat in studio. She is the shopping girl. You have an event tomorrow night.
Yes, I'm super excited. I'm doing an event at Hubba Hubba Boutique in Wilmette. They're one of my favorite local Chicago boutiques. They've been around for over 35 years. They're amazing. And I am actually offering free 45-minute styling sessions at Hubba Hubba Boutique. So if you're someone who's been interested in getting a stylist, but aren't really sure how to get it started or have some questions, come meet me for 45 minutes. I'll help you shop at Hubba Hubba, get you some spring pieces.
You're kidding.
I'm not.
Because people don't know how to dress or what color to wear. Yeah. A lot of people don't know.
Yeah. And this is a really great way to kind of dip your toes into it and get to know if we're going to work well together and get to know me. And the appointments are first come, first serve. So there's only a few left since it's tomorrow night.
Okay.
So you do have to go to my website, www.shoppinggirlxoxo.com, and you can book your session under the events page.
Got it.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Love it. All right. More with Laura coming up next. We're going to talk spring fashion and more tailoring coming up next on 720 WGN. This week on Chicago's Best, get ready for a big fat Greek episode. There you go, Viv.
There we go.
Big fat Greek episode where family and food come first at Chicago's Best Greek. Sunday night at 10 on WGN TV. I wonder if they're going to go to Greek town for that.
Probably.
Yeah, probably. Some gyros. Adam, our engineer, called a gyro a gyro earlier.
No, a gyro.
A gyro. Yeah.
And give me had to correct them.
Give me some of those gyros. I said, it's a gyro. Right? Thank you. Thank you very much. The Shopping Girl is in studio. By the way, thank you for coming so late. I appreciate this. And you have your event tomorrow night. Give the details on the event again.
Yeah. So at Hubba Hubba Boutique in Wilmette, which is an amazing local Chicago boutique, I am offering free 45-minute styling sessions. You do have to book ahead of time. So you can do that on my website at www.shoppinggirlxoxo.com and go to the events page. And I'll be giving 45-minute styling sessions for anybody who's interested in getting a personal stylist, has questions, or just wants a few updates to their wardrobe. I'll help them shop at Hubba Hubba.
Yeah, how do you know if someone's not telling you that stripes look bad on you or a certain color just looks horrible, right?
Yeah.
You need somebody like you to tell them that.
Yeah, exactly. And I do kind of specialize. I've been doing it for such a long time that I really know different body types and the different clothing that's going to look good on different shapes and coloring and lifestyle, I think, is also key, especially in Chicago. We have a really casual vibe to our city, but depending on what your lifestyle is, whether you need to focus on more casual items or dressy items, and just making sure that your wardrobe is full of pieces that you're actually going to love and wear.
Yes.
Yeah.
I told you this off the air. Every once in a while, I have a moment where I look in my closet and say, oh my God, I'm out of style. What happened? I was on Fox earlier this week and I was looking for some casual, nice clothes to wear. I don't have a black t-shirt. How do I not have a black t-shirt?
Right.
You always have to have a black t-shirt in the rotation.
100%. It's always those basics that get like put to the back burner, I feel like.
Yeah. Suddenly you become a dad and you're like, oh, I don't need that stuff anymore. And then, boom, it hits you.
Yes.
All right. Spring fashion. Yeah. I'm sure it's bright colors this year.
Yeah. Funny you should say that, actually. Mm-hmm. One of the hottest color trends of the season is actually neon colors, which actually is a little bit of like a past thing again. But yeah, neon colors, which can be really intimidating, but if you do it the right way, it can be really fun and cool and just update your look. For men, I love to add like a pop of neon just with your socks or a little pocket square or your watch.
Okay, I'm thinking you have to wear a neon shirt.
I mean, on the runway, that's what they're doing, but you can take
accessories.
Yes.
Okay.
The great way to take that runway look to real life is with accessories. Same for women. A great clutch or jewelry in neon colors is a really great way to just incorporate that.
It's interesting that you say that because it's the Today Show, Al Roker, who does weather on the Today Show, wore blue glasses this week.
I saw them. I loved them.
And there was just Twitter blew up.
They were passing them around. Did you
right.
see that?
People loved it. And yeah. Savannah's going to order the red glasses.
Love it.
Why did it take so long for people to get colored glasses?
Exactly. I don't know. It's such a cool accessory.
I don't know. Right.
It's yeah. cool. Yeah, for sure. I have blue glasses.
Do you have blue glasses?
I do,
do you
yeah.
wear them around?
Yeah. Summertime, though.
That's cool.
I mean, Al looked great.
He did. I've been noticing, actually, glasses is another really huge trend in, like, bringing those styles, just having multiple glasses, like, instead of just the one pair that you wear, having a lot of glasses to choose from is a really cool way to change up your look entirely.
But the accessories, I like that.
Yeah.
With the neon. You don't have to have a neon shirt because right. my wife, I have a neon work shirt, or workout shirt, and she's like, that's the worst color for you. Mustard and neon.
Ooh.
Next
mustard's
to my face.
A hard color for most people.
Is it really? Because I love it. I feel like mustard pants, I could rock it, but no way. It's just not going to yeah. work. I have olive skin, so what are good yeah. colors for me? Earth tones?
Yeah, earth tones, like an olive color, like greens and burgundies.
Right,
like
those
you're probably
work great.
A more fall
yep.
color scheme.
But how do I, so I need the accessorize if I'm doing the bright colors. In
yeah,
summertime.
I mean, it's just an easier way to incorporate those trends. There's so many, you know, when people hit the New York Fashion Week runway, these trends can be so intimidating sometimes. So incorporating them in using accessories is one of the easiest ways to
right.
follow the trends and then kind of ease your way into it if you're really feeling the vibe. So
yeah, pocket squares are the easiest.
Totally.
You can do different colors with any type of dark jacket.
Yeah, another great trend actually is polka dots for the season.
I have a polka dot pocket
yes,
square.
That's
I
what
love
I was gonna
it.
Say. Love it.
Yeah.
Girls, I mean, I love a great polka dot dress for women.
But, I love it too.
Right?
It's sexy.
And it's classic.
Right.
And yeah. For men, though, I do love a polka dot button down. I think it's really cute. And like a little fun short sleeve casual one. Or if you're wearing it with a suit, that's great too.
Okay.
So yeah, polka dots are fun.
How about cargo shorts? I love those. I miss them.
Oh, man. So
no.
does my husband.
Oh, my
no.
gosh.
I
love
no.
the cargo shorts.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe it's because I have a 13-year-old. Maybe because they were in style when he was growing up, Charlie.
Yeah.
And I could just stuff it with everything.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's those
oh,
pockets.
Oh, I loved it.
I'm shocked that you love them with your tailoring background.
I know, but you go to a baseball game, and you can put everything in there.
Oh, that reminds me of another great trend for men, actually. Get a little bag.
I am not carrying
oh
a bag.
I cannot see you with a bag.
What if you got one?
It's interesting, again, that you say that because you look at high school and grammar school kids, what the trends are, and the bags are in for the boys.
Yeah, it's
all
so
all the boys
true.
Want the bags.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a fun way
I
to...
I can't do it. The fanny packs are back.
Yes, that's the... For females... The fanny pack is huge. I like another way to wear those that is a little less intimidating, which I like to rock them, just wearing it as like a really fitted crossbody.
Okay.
So you take your fanny pack or belt mm-hmm. bag, that I like to call it,
the
and
belt bag.
Wear it
it's
as
a
fitted
pack.
Crossbody body. Fendi has some really cool ones out right now on the runway. So that's a fun way to instantly take your look to like street style vibe.
I was just going to say street fairs last summer, everybody
yeah.
had a
yes.
fanny pack.
Exactly. Hands free. You can dance all night away.
Just bring back the cargo shorts and I'm
no.
good. Isn't it basically the same thing? You just want somewhere to
no,
stuff all your stuff.
It is not the same thing.
What's in style for guys? Is it the shorts, the very tight shorts? What is it? Above the knee?
Yeah.
I just can't wear those.
Short
I just don't. Oh, I hate
are
them.
In for the guys.
Oh my gosh.
I know. It's kind of crazy. Sage, the color sage, which you just mentioned, is good for you, but the color sage is a big color story for men right now. And then also something that's really big for the guys is mixing and playing with patterns. So mixing prints. I know.
I don't know if I can do that.
There are all these boundary pushing things, but you can do them in mellow ways to incorporate them in using accessories. Again, socks are a really great way for guys to incorporate
love the
some
socks.
Of this stuff in.
Very simple. You can go to Marshall's or Nordstrom Rack, get them
exactly.
cheap.
Yeah.
Socks are easy.
Fun, easy socks. Yes.
I went to Mexico for 4 days. I went to Cancun. And again, I look at the younger people and see what they're wearing. And the short swimsuits are all
yeah,
over.
It's true. Those short
shorts. It's the shorts. 70s back again.
And they don't even have to be bathing suits. Just short shorts.
Oh, my God. I can't do that.
I know.
Larry Bird, Michael Jordan, and the short shorts. I don't want to do that again. It was just terrible.
Yeah.
Shoot. I mean, the short, in the running shorts, too, people are wearing around.
Yeah. Yeah, in the gym, too.
Laura.
Right?
Yes.
I know.
Drives
sorry,
me crazy.
I'm sorry.
Anything else for women that we're missing?
Yeah, one of the biggest accessory trends this season is fun, chunky gold jewelry, and especially like gold hoops in the shape of moons. So like not a full hoop, but a moon shape, but like big and chunky. It's a really cool way to instantly update your look. You can wear it with t-shirts or a beautiful dress.
Everything comes back around.
Yeah.
A few years ago, nobody wore gold. Everybody's yeah. wearing it now.
Totally. Gold has been huge. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, is silver still okay?
Well, for a while, actually, silver wasn't okay.
I got a platinum ring here. Is that
there
okay?
Was
my
a
wedding
while
band?
That
should
silver
I take that off?
But, no, you're good.
Oh, okay.
But luckily, now it's like all the mixed metals. You can really play with all of them. But chunky gold stuff is really big right now.
How about socks during the summertime with pants?
No. Where'd you come up with it?
No, I mean...
Really, seriously, where'd you come
socks
up with that?
In the summertime with pants. My head immediately went to with sandals, but with pants...
Pants and
on...
shoes. Like, right. if I'm wearing yeah. these, just okay. normal shoes like this,
yeah.
during the summertime, if yeah. I'm wearing a dress pant or a khaki, uh-huh. I'm not wearing socks. Is that okay?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
And you can do a little cuff with your pant and make them a cute little cropped length, and you'll be really on track.
Oh, that's another thing.
Uh-huh.
The European cut.
Yes.
Guys are showing their socks.
Yeah. Or their skin.
I can't.
Their
I can't pull that off.
I think you could do.
I can't. It's just. It's too fashion forward for me, and I feel like it's going to be gone next year.
Baby steps.
Well, you see these guys downtown that have the perfectly cut suit. And they have the flood pants
yep.
so they can show their socks and they're walking downtown. They look great. I could never pull it off. I just couldn't do it. Laura, thanks for coming in.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Great to see you. Shopping Girl XOXO. You can follow her all over social media. And tomorrow night, you're going to be in Wilmette. And
yep.
people need to sign up again. What's the website?
Yep. You can go to the website, www.shoppinggirlxoxo.com, and then go to the events page, and it'll be one of the top links to book your session.
Love it. Laura LaPrat. Great to see you.
You too.